Chapter 56. O, dragon, dragon. Apostrophe apostrophe echoed Mark, cheerfully, if there weren't any water between you and me, and nothing faint-hearted like in going back, I don't know that I mightn't say the same. But here am I, dragon, in New York, America, and there are you in Wiltshire, Europe, and there's a fortune to make, dragon, and a beautiful young lady to make it for. And whenever you go to see the monument, dragon, you mustn't give in on the doorsteps, or you'll never get up to the top. Apostrophe apostrophe, wisely said, Mark, apostrophe cried Martin. We must look forward. Apostrophe, in all the story books as ever I read, sir, the people as looked backward was turned into stones, apostrophe replied Mark, and my opinion always was, that they brought it on themselves, and it served them right. I wish you good night, sir, and pleasant dreams. Apostrophe, they must be of home then, apostrophe said Martin, as he lay down in bed. So I say to, apostrophe whispered Mark Tapley, when he was out of hearing, and in his own room, for if there don't come a time before we're well out of this, when there'll be a little more credit in keeping up one's jollity, I'm a United Statesman. Apostrophe apostrophe, leaving them to blend, and mingle in their sleep the shadows of objects afar off, as they take fantastic shapes upon the wall in the dim light of thought without control, be it the part of this light chronicle a dream within a dream as rapidly to change the scene, and cross the ocean to the English shore. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.